parameter which I'll denote by h bar, because and h bar is real number which is slightly larger than zero. Okay, and this function is coming from perturbative expansion in quantum field theory, and you get you can expect some terms like x h bar to some power, but also kind of instanton correction minus some energies divided by h bar. For functions for which you expect such instanton correction, there's a good definition of what is resurgent function. F is resurgent. I think it's a definition due to Ekal. If the following holds, let's make a Laplace transform in inverse variable. So write integral from 0 to some given value. It really doesn't depend on choice of h0, the property of the function. And multiply f of h bar and multiply by exponent y minus y over h bar and integrate . It really doesn't matter what you put here for my definition. So take this thing, you get function. First we assume that function is small o of exponent minus some constant over h bar when h bar goes to zero. So we get this Laplace transform in inverse variable, and the property of this function has endless analytic continuation. What does it mean? This function is defined for real part of y is bigger than some constant by a convergent condition. So it's a function on half plane. And the endless analytic continuation means the following. There will be some countable set, maybe everywhere dense. This countable set in a plane, in a y plane, such that for any pass emanating from this domain, so we draw any pass, and which not contain points of S, this function will have analytic continuation along this pass. So does it mean that it will be some neighborhood where function will be analytically continued? But I told you that this set S could be everywhere dense, could be like points with rational coefficients, rational imaginary real part. How it happens, here we don't see singularities, but we go another branch, and then we'll see a singularity which we haven't seen in the first branch, and so on. This is a class of function, and actually it's sloppy definition because in principle one should put some also gross condition. But that's the main object of the study. And there was a big theory developed mainly in France about 20 something years ago by Ekal, Pham, other people. So it's in relation to Schrödinger operator. They make several claims, but most of claims, theorems are not really theorems. Yeah, so it's the subject is really mathematically, it's a kind of in disastrous state. Yeah, so there are even books. There are some good, there are some rigorous results, but experts do not believe main theorems which were claimed is it period. So what are, I will start with mathematical examples of resurgent functions. Oh, endless analytic continuation. So it's really kind of good class of examples, and I'm not sure that it's really there are no mistakes here. It's again from Jean et al. He considered it's related to holomorphic vector fields, fixed points of holomorphic vector fields. Yeah, so we'll call h minus 1 will be some parameter t. Now t goes to infinity. Then imagine, so instead of going to 0, we go to infinity. And imagine that we get some holomorphic vector field x dot of t is equal to some function v of x. We want to solve this differential equation, and then we approach zero to some fixed point. Yeah. So if the linear part of vector fields it has non-trivial coefficients, it will go exponentially fast. But then it can go very slow if my vector field starts with quadratic term. So in real life, in physics, it's a renormalization group for marginal fields, and then you expect an appropriate parameterization exponential terms. And so what Eckel showed that in appropriate circumstances, this functions x of t, or you know, go to inverse variable, will be a resurgent function. And under Fourier transform, the singularities which you'll have will be singular set is something like all non-positive integers in this example. Want to get multi-valued function around this integers. I don't know the theory well, and I just don't will not talk about it. No, so should maybe. There is another example which is also very simple. Suppose you get some algebraic variety. It's called X, and we get some function f. This algebraic function or polynomial function. Like actually, you can see it's just CN, for example. And we also get some algebraic volume form. Then the function which we're interested in, f of h bar, will be integral over exponent minus f of x divided by h bar and omega. Over some cycle going to infinity, so the things will be convergent. And then this guy is resurgent. And how to see it? It's essentially completely trivial. So if you multiply by exponent minus y over h bar, you can put 1 over h bar as, again, variable t, say. Then basically, if you replace it by integral to infinity, we get integral of 1 over function plus y. We get more or less this thing. So what we see, we get algebraic integral of rational function depending on parameter. And then we get Gauss-Manin connection. So there will be singular loci, but outside of singular loci, here we get finitely many bad points. And we get a usual algebraic geometry, Gauss-Manin connection by this Laplace transform. So it's complete. Triviality.
just explain what is Gauss memory connection?
Sorry? Now, when you consider an integral of rational function depending on a parameter, you can make several different, you can integrate over different cycles. So you get a bundle of cohomology, and Gaussmann connection is just, it's kind of dramatic name for a very simple thing that cohomology do not change if you deform variety slightly, yeah. So actually, Manning told me he was very angry with this name, Gauss-Manning connection. Actually, it came from one of guys who's involved in this research business, Frederick Pham, who named it Gauss-Manning connection when, I think in the 70s, they studied amplitudes, and they have integrals, and then relate to algebraic geometry. So Okay. So we have the thing. What's the kind of main still hypothetical? Example is the following. Suppose we get, say, an algebraic curve. This is not necessary. Let's say curve, or we can think about just CP1. And we get a bundle. And we get a connection depending on small parameter, which is meromorphically dependent on parameter. And such that when parameters goes to zero, it will have first order pole. In this parameter. And then we take two points on my curve. We get fibers, we get some holonomy matrix. We choose some path. Take holonomy matrix. It depends on h bar. And we consider some matrix coefficient of this thing. It's function of h bar. And conjecture, this is resurgent. Yeah, that's it's old conjecture. It probably goes back to 50s by Jean Leray. Yeah, so naively, if you get things depending on small parameters, then the holonomy should grow like exponent something over h bar. And yeah, it's extremely deep conjecture. And we so many people, again, friends contributed to it. It's Andrei Voros was one of main figures here. So all these things depending on small parameter. For example, you take okay, Schrödinger equation. And we will be some polynomial potential, maybe rational function potential. And you study whatever scattering or the things or values of your wave functions. You also get the exponential behavior. And then the conjecture that you get always this resurgent function. It's non-trivial already for a harmonic oscillator. And I think it's completely open.
It's not known if the parabolic cylinder functions are resurgent.
Sorry?
So it's not known if the parabolic cylinder.
Yeah, no. This is a stupid function, like exponent of constant of h bar, it's resurgent immediately. So this is the simplest example, like exponent of constant of h bar, it's resurgent, or power of h bar. And that's the only example we will know it's resurgent. So this is a really first non trivial example. I can write it the following way. So h bar inverse I write as variable t, yeah? Okay. Now consider the following guy. So it's very easy to come from harmonic oscillator immediately. You consider the following integral. You get this function. Okay. Its function goes to 1 if t goes to infinity. So define opposite of plane. Now make this Laplace transform. Yeah, so its function should be in textbook, but it's not. Yeah, so it's this kind of, I don't know, function L, level something of y. So the conjecture is, it has analytic, of course it's defined for a real part of y positive, it's convergent to integral. And the conjecture, it has analytic continuation to the universal cover of C minus 2 pi I integers. Okay, that's a big open conjecture. Yeah, I kind of realized it's only a few months ago, and I talked to Andre Voros. He told, oh, yes, and he showed me the paper. It was exactly one half of the same formula. Yeah, he also does know how to prove it. I have some idea how to prove it, in fact. It was Staros Grofalidis helped me with some idea how to approach it, but still analytic details are horrible. Yeah, actually, I think it's a very important thing. It will be great to understand it someday. There's also a nice thing. You can also put it in minus one. You get the same, almost the same function by functional equation for gamma function. It's essentially the same thing. Okay, plus minus one. So idea which should work. Is the following. You write what this is a gamma function, there's some stupid factors, yeah? And you know what is a gamma function? You write this exponent of logarithm of gamma function. Okay, so it will be 1 plus logarithm. I think we'll maybe write this. Sum of powers of logarithm of gamma function. Logarithm of gamma function is more or less a product. What is it? It's sum of logarithm of t plus 1 half plus integer. Something like this. Or regularized to plus. And for this, then for power 1, you can make it very easy. You can make Laplace transform and get some function with poles at integers. Now we take start to multiply this guy by itself. When you make Laplace transform, we make convolution. And so nth term will be, so eventually we get some nth term. It will be sum over all k1, kn in integer of something. Yeah, essentially one will get some kind of iterated polylogarithms. And each term individually will be ramified only in this thing. And presumably the n factorial terms is so big that it will ensure the convergence, but nobody had any energy to check it and to prove, yeah.
So the integrand, how does it come from the harmonic oscillator?
Harmonic oscillator, yeah, I think you consider harmonic oscillator plus, maybe we had some constant. And you consider scattering for this, I think, yeah. Guys, it's really the simplest integral which comes from whatever you do. Yeah.
That's poles at the energies.
Yeah. So what is proven now? So the, what is proven? There's also some recent result announcement. I think it's actually a result. In some cases. Some parts of resurgence is true, but it's by Dmitry Tamarkin and Alexander Gitmanenko. What they proved that this Laplace transform, which is an upper half plane, extends the following. There will still be a countable set of points, but they go to the real part go to the right, and you make cuts. So it will be countable family of cuts, but going to the way. And this thing extends analytically to C minus union of horizontal cuts. Yeah, so it's only the first branch. It was already, it's already a new result. And of course, people before claimed that they have second other cuts. Even the first cut was wrong. No result. And so that's the picture. In fact, we know a priori where should be singular points for this Fourier transform. Singular points should be periods of a form, a kind of integral of PDQ of a spectral curve. If you have equation depending on small parameter, then this A minus 1 term defines your curve in a cotangent bundle to original curve, maybe non-compact, and it's a natural one form, and you can see the periods. Yeah. But this curve could have higher genus and the periods will be everywhere dense. Yeah, so at the end of the day. So what we see. Yeah, so my guess is this fall crossing business, these people don't use fall crossing theory at all. And so that they have only the first branch, in a sense, of the function. But my guess is fall crossing business will probably help to attack this big conjecture, which is still open. Yeah, okay, so you see that there are kind of three circumstances when we have resurgence in mathematics. There's ordinary differential equations, exponential integrals, and asymptotics. So the goal of my talk to it's just try to. My idea is that this is the main example in a sense, and somehow the dream will be to write both solution of differential linear ordinary differential equations and this asymptotics as integrals over maybe of some not really algebraic, maybe some infinite dimensional algebraic variety. Okay, so now I go to physical picture where this resurgence should come from. Suppose I get some quantum field theory. So it means that I integrate over some fields, exponent minus some action. Yeah, partition function, or correlators. And suppose it's quantum field series without quantum corrections. So it's very seldom. So it means that we literally can read action as it is. So coupling constant are what we see here. So we get some number. And assume S is kind of polynomial Lagrangian. Almost all actions in physics are polynomials. Okay. Now we can multiply by parameter t. Get z of t. Suppose this thing is still defined for, or assume is defined for positive t. Okay. So we get function. Now what I propose to make a Laplace transform of this. So get y of the integral of 0 to infinity exponent minus yt 0 t dt. And if you substitute one guy to another, then I get the integral. Yeah, it's the same calculation which I have done already, but just let me repeat. Now we integrate over t, and we go to this not Feynman integral, because it's not exponential, it's 1 over rational action plus constant.
At y.
Oh, y, sorry. Yeah, I heard this is called Abrikosov transform for some Russian nuclear physicists. Okay, and then by analogy with finite dimensional case, I expect endless analytic continuation. And critical set will be minus critical values in complex domain. Yes, for a complex valued field, so we forget about reality conditions. There'll be even have functional infinite dimensional space, the set of critical values is always countable. And then this generic pass will not pass, go through this countable set, so we use a little bit of set theory. That's business, okay. Actually, it's a very old idea. I had it sort of maybe 15 or more years ago. What are examples to look for? Yeah, first one can try to see something like n equal 4 is super n mils, but it's we don't know the answer, so it's yet okay. Maybe for something, maybe these days it's we have more control, but it's still too complicated.
Sorry, why did you need complex field?
Because
to state it, you don't need it to.
No, it's like an algebraic geometry. If you consider a complex algebraic variety, integrate over real locus. But analytic continuation, I will see critical values.
You might be able to interpret the analytic continuation.
So the idea is that it's what the cycle of integration is this locus of real points in complex algebraic variety. But now in infinite dimension, some kind of infinite dimensional Kolmogorov in half infinite rank. Same story. Yeah, so let me do some examples. So.
Just to be clear, so the statement of the resurgence itself doesn't require analytic.
No, it's not. Resurgence means that Fourier transform or Laplace transform has analytic continuation outside of countably many points.
I thought that was in Y.
In variable Y, yeah.
In
variable Y, yeah.
Yeah.
So there is n equals 4 super n mils is too complicated, so it's in 4 dimension. In 3 dimension, we get Chern-Simons, where we know there is a good answer, but here t is can take only integer values because it's so t is only an integer, and instead of making Laplace transform, make generating series, so we take sum over n equal to 1 to infinity, let's say some variable to power n, multiply by partition function, or maybe k, so k to infinity, of Chern-Simons on some three-dimensional manifold, some gauge group, and level k. And instead of this, we should make a set generation series. Here it's so the conjecture it's extends analytically to universal cover of C star minus finite set of points. And finite set of points will be exponents over 1 over 2 pi I and chain some section of flat connections which are complex valued flat connections. Typically, there will be finitely many such flat connections on the manifold. Or if they depend on parameters, the critical value doesn't depend. So there will be still finitely many numbers. Yeah, so I think it's, again, with Stavros Grofalidis, we discussed it a lot, and it seems to be true, but in some cases, it's already under control now. But in a sense, it's not physics at all. I think it's a part of mathematics, because one can exclude groups, manifolds, and everything from the game, and formulate even a more general conjecture. More general conjecture. You look on a standard formula for Rushitikin-Turayev, Witten, Jones, whatever, invariants for three manifolds, and you see that you should divide your manifold on some simplices, put some variables, some q factorials, and eventually you map to end to some expressions like this. So what will be this partition function? So I'll write the following thing. Take z to power k and take the following thing. You get several variables and one, let's say nn, say between 0 and k, and satisfying certain polynomial inequalities. So a, j, n, j, x and 0. A, j, some integers. You get certain inequalities of the six, and you get a finite sum. And what you do, you take product of write qn will be qk, say, will be exponent of 2 pi I over k. And you raise this to some power with integer coefficients, maybe rational coefficients, and divide by product of ni q factorial, maybe raised to some power da, di, di, and integers, where n q factorial is it's q minus 1, it's q squared minus 1. Yeah, you make this expression through q factorials and things and apply it to q equal to shortest root of 1, make generating series. So it has nothing to do with three manifolds anymore and with the groups, and the conjectures will be still have the same thing. So, I hope it will be proved someday. Actually, it's really interesting because you get finite sets, you get finitely many monodromes, you get some infinite matrices, monodromy matrices, and the question what the origin of them is still not clear, but that's a very general thing to do. Okay, now we can do what to 2D. Like the Zimini-Witten model. I haven't done any calculation. It's a bit analogous to Chern-Simons, but the critical points are really funny objects here, complex critical points. Interesting objects. Presumably one gets something else, but also one can do in 2D, but I really haven't done any calculation. Also in 2D one can make also two-dimensional Young Mills, which is pretty stupid theory, explicitly solvable series, and it works. But the most interesting case is one-dimensional. Yeah, finally, it's really non-trivial, very non-trivial and deep. Quantum mechanics. So it's quantum mechanics. It's really funny thing. So suppose you get a Riemannian manifold, but in fact it will be a metric will be real points in some complex manifold, complex algebraic manifold. And metric is algebraic, like sphere or ellipsoid. And you consider free particle on it. So my fields will be, let's say, I have a periodic motion. I have a map from circle of radius 1 to my manifold. And the action is half integral of F, right. Tau is the time. Okay. So we know very well what is this integral. Should be its trace of exponent minus Laplacian. Now we'll multiply this by parameter t. And you see the time is appears twice in denominators, once in numerator. It's of degree minus 1. So it means that if you multiply by time, you get a trace of exponents of minus t inverse Laplace. Now we want to make a Laplace transform. So we conclude that integral of d phi of s of phi plus y, final integral is integral of times universe minus 2y. This is something called Bessel function, I suppose. There is some notation, but I don't remember the notation. So how to solve the problem with notation? It's essentially like exponent to minus square root. And one can make d over dy, apply a second derivative minus half time. What does it mean, second derivative minus half time? You make convolution. With appropriate power y to whatever, 1/2 or -1/2. Make convolution with S6. It really doesn't change all properties of analytic continuation, because if you have analytic continuation along any path, you can make convolution again along the same path. So it really doesn't matter. And this thing makes a formula simpler. Maybe up to some mistake, it's a bit race. About constant time, not totally sure.
T is not the same T as before.
Why? Yeah, so you get this simple formula for free particle. Yeah, it still have the same analytic properties. So the critical points will be length of complex geodesics. By complex geodesics, one can really try to formulate precisely what is it. It's maybe map from some curve, holomorphic map from some annulus. Surfaces topology of the annulus to your complex manifold satisfying holomorphic Euler Lagrange equation, and then you integrate the length by integrating one form along this path. Yeah, so so here these things, there are plenty of examples when it works. When you get endless analytic continuation for this, you just consider this guy, try to make endless analytic continuation. It works in a simple example, like works for sphere, torus, graph, surfaces, negative curvature. For example, consider hyperbolic space or plane, and instead of periodic things, you consider paths connected one point to another. In real hyperbolic space, there will be only one geodesic. Yeah, this is well known. One can calculate explicit functions, so again, explicit expression. But now, in hyperbolic space, any two points are connected by a unique geodesic, but it's kind of complex, it's sphere of imaginary radius. And on a sphere, you get infinitely many geodesics going many times. And then you can see this imaginary radius immediately under analytic continuation. Yeah, so it's, things works very well. But already case of ellipsoid, I don't know how to prove it. Yeah, even doesn't go to degenerate case, for example, go to disk with Dirichlet boundary condition. The spectrum of Laplacian is zeros of some Bessel functions. You consider harmonics, and it's pretty explicit, I think. Lengths of geodesics are also some pretty explicit expressions, like cosines of rational angles. I don't know how to prove it. Yeah, so the conjecture. So again, there was some big science in analysis about micro local functions and so on. Doesn't help at all. Yeah, so spec with experts, it's completely out of reach. Yeah. There was a, consider the square root of y variable. It's actually a very famous equation in analysis. You take square root of Laplace and multiply by some constant, take trace, and it's a function on the right half plane. And then it was known that it has singularities on the imaginary axis in square root of y plane. You get I times length of geodesics. Yeah, this is well known in analysis, Dusermat-Heckmann story. For any C infinity manifold, you get here looks like we get simple poles at this geodesics. And then people try to extend it just a little bit. Just go just a very tiny bit behind the things. People thought it's, if it's real analytic manifold, maybe one can prove the extension. No way. Yeah, so this analysis really stops in this imaginary axis, and there's no really. And I think because the framework was kind of wrong, people thought about real analytic manifolds. And what I claim is that things should be very global, essentially algebraic or entire, so it will be analytic very, very far. So a small neighborhood will not suffice to make this into continuation. Mm. Yeah, so that's the story. And and in principle, after this, there was something which kind of heuristically worked very well by the same game, kind of similar argument. Arguments works for the following way. Let's consider Hamiltonian in with quartic potential. Mm. This is. One can write, again, traces using Feynman integrals. And then using the same homogeneity reasoning, one get the following thing. Let's consider the function exponent minus trace exponent minus y, h to power 2/3. 2/3 come from this homogeneity if one plays the game carefully. So I get some function of y. It's defined in a half plane. Then you see that on the boundary it has some critical points which are some arithmetic progression. But then if you go around, you see the same points but shifted a little bit. Then you go around, to the, yeah, so the all critical set is z plus z, some constant, tau, for something tau, whatever, some lattice sitting in C. It's a period lattice of elliptic curve, which you write like this. You get this elliptic curve on a plane. You write what are periods of this elliptic curve, you get some lattice, and the singular points are exactly periods of this guy. Yeah, this was actually proposed by Andrei Voros in his old paper. What quantum WKB method, but it's completely different reasoning. And with Feynman integral, I think it's much clearer why it goes on. Yeah, the same story goes from go to x to the power 6, but then the lattice will be everywhere dense. But here we succeeded to predict representation of fundamental group minus this lattice, which is free group with many, many, infinitely many generators, to some GL infinity of integer. And this infinity is z squared. It's actually basis, again, nature labeled by pairs of integers. Yeah, so it all shows that it's a really interesting cohomology theory. So all this thing says that we should consider loops in a complex manifold, some infinite dimensional complex manifold, is actional functional. Then we consider level set, some hypersurface. And inside we get a real locus. It will be middle, in the middle cohomology will be this, this quadrant shown. So it's really instances of some kind of floor homology, infinite homology story in this standard classic quantum mechanics. Yeah, and the same story for x half power, say, don't really understand. Yeah, but yeah. So the conclusion that all what is this? I think it's so all what is going on. We have beginning of some infinite dimensional algebraic geometry, and in variation of Hodge and in algebraic geometry, when you get this cohomology integrals, we get what's called variation of Hodge structures. And let me finish this idea that what I can argue is that, in fact, this thing is so rigid that one can hope to get non-perturbative definition of quantum field theory in these cases. So, check. Give t in the case if in the case when no and there is no quantum corrections. So I will kind of analogy. It's finite dimensional analogy. Suppose I integrate my integral of my polynomial f is polynomial infinitely many variables. So by this Laplace transform we reduce to the equation of integrate over certain cycles over rational expressions. And now what here goes on? So variable y, it's a complex number, sits in CP1 here. Yeah? And in finite dimensional case, we get finite number of critical points, which will be critical values of my critical values of my polynomial. And then we get representation of the fundamental group of CP1. Minus the set of yi and maybe infinity goes to integer matrices where n is the rank of some middle cohomology group of some fibers or pairs. Then we integrate the cycles. Yeah, so to specify the things, we need specify points and for each point, if you choose passes, some integer metrics, some topological information. Suppose we kind of in physics situation, we can control critical values solving classical Euler-Lagrangian equation complex domain. And to have this monodromy matrices, I don't know what is it, some counting of BPS states, but some integer numbers we can. Suppose we get some kind of hold of them and get this collection of matrices. So we get a bundle with connection. But now there is a Hodge series. It said that actually you get a bundle with connection, but it said that each fiber is filtered. It's called Hodge filtration. And when we're interested by integrals, we're interested kind of in the lower term of Hodge filtration will be usually one-dimensional space. Yeah, typically fibers will be some Calabi-Yau, whatever. And then when we pair one with another, we will know this multivalued function, and we make back Laplace transformers, we get our integral. Yeah, so the question, what is Hodge filtration? And again, in many examples, it can be uniquely reconstructed from this data, critical values in monodromy. The reason is the following. We get a bundle with connection. Of course, it has singular points, but we can extend to singular points in some minimal way called Deligne extension, so that residues will be between 0 and minus 1 eigenvalues of residues. Now, so we get a holomorphic bundle on CP1. Extends by Deligne to singularities. You get holomorphic bundle on CP1. And this holomorphic bundle, every holomorphic bundle is naturally filtered by sub-bundle when we get global sections or twist by O1 or O2. So the picture is any holomorphic bundles on CP1 are canonically isomorphic to sum over O and I, powers of tautological Lent bundle. But this decomposition is not canonical. You can, what is canonical, it's sum over ni, ni less than constant, is canonically defined. So it's naturally filtration which exists here. And this filtration in good circumstances is the same as Hodge filtration. So you see that we kind of specify what is the form without knowing this integral. I think it's the lowest term of the Hodge filtration. Yeah, so it's completely analytic equation in a sense. So one can calculate integrals without calculating integrals at all, just through this mathematic algebraic geometry machinery. One know monodromy, singularities, and that's it. And then it's automatically you know what is the value of your integral. And so that's very wild hope is that.
So you think this is true for all field theories that have no renormalization? Is that right?
No. It's completely wild hope that it's maybe this machinery with some small tweaks will help to define the case when we don't have exact solution. But we guess from Lagrangian, we know what are critical values. And then we get this monodromy matrices by some BPS counting. That's things we will need some
fit. Do you think N equals 4 might fit with this?
I think so, yeah. No. Okay. I think that's a big plan. Okay, thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Any questions? Let's have the science students first. You're not a Psi student. We can consider you. Any Psi students want to ask a question?
So can you elaborate on the physical motivation for this?
I don't know what is physics.
So you're saying that you can use this approach to remove the divergences? In quantum field theory?
No. It's a question when there's, like in Chern-Simons, three-dimensional Chern-Simons, there's a canonical way to regularize any Feynman diagram, in a sense. Yeah, so in a situation where by somehow we can treat coupling constant as they are, there are very few situations.
You said that several times, no quantum correct. Is that the same as saying that the beta function should vanish, or are you trying to say
No.
Well, I don't understand exactly what is in that.
No, beta function, beta function, it's conformal point. It's, I mean, not conformal point, but
theory is finite. So finite field theory is the example. Or free field theory is the example.
Free field theory.
It's not only free field theory, otherwise it wouldn't be.
Yeah, but so what are the examples?
No, examples, what I think what examples which I show are the examples.
Question, sorry.
So, what's the relationship between resurgence and Stokes phenomena? It's just a different theory, just a different.
No, it's no, resurgence, it's more tricky. Yeah, I think Stokes phenomenon is more or less analogous to existence of analytic continuation along through the cuts, as a complement to the cuts. But if you go further around, it's. No, in fact, I can relate for case of nonlinear equation with some kind of nonlinear Stokes data. Yes, but I don't understand it.
Do you have a geometric interpretation of the universal cover of the complement of the singular points?
No, but universal cover, it makes no really sense. The idea is that if you go analytic continuation, you integrate not over real fields, but some slightly modified cycles. In fact, Witten discussed these things a lot in recent papers. And actually, I talked to him about 3 years ago.
So the discussion here, the base manifold necessary need to be compact.
Sorry?
I mean, say the discussion over here is the base manifold need to be compact.
No, it's never compact, essentially. The integrals, you integrate over chains such that these things goes infinite. Manifolds typically is a fine space, C. So infinite dimensional vector space of fine dimension.
So you can have boundary?
The chains goes to infinity in such direction when this real part to assure convergence of the integral. You can formulate adding some boundary.
Any other questions? Intimidated everyone.
Okay.
The quantum field theories that you consider, are they defined on Minkowski space or Euclidean?
No, I can say Euclidean, but no, because they're interested in partition function, but it's, I think it's a different issue, different than this issue. It's not really related.
Okay, I think let's thank Maxime again.